Hello, welcome to Ego. I'm Colin and this episode is cover songs that are better than the original. But before we start, let's have a round of applause. The King is back. The Ruler has returned. Craig is back at Ego. Now, as some of you may know, I briefly held the hot seat. And while I was busy squirreling away, trying to create what could have been the best ever episode of Ego, Craig contacted me and he ripped it back out of my hands. Will we ever know if it would be the best episode of Ego? We don't know, but market research suggests it would have blown the internet apart. Now, let's get started. As usual, we'll go round. We'll all give you our top fives, in this case, cover versions that are better than the originals. I'm kicking it off. So I'll start with my number five, which is Yao Naim, Toxic. As we all know, Britney Spears' Toxic is one of the greatest pop songs of the last 20 years, and I don't say that lightly. That's just how good it is. It was written by Kathy Dennis, who 80s kids like me will remember from D-Mob, and she had some solo stuff. We know it's a banging dance floor pop tune, but I recently stumbled across this version by Yao Naim. Never heard of her? No, I hadn't either. But you will know her song New Soul because Apple used it in their MacBook Air adverts. Anyway, I stumbled across this version and it blew me away. It's stripped down, it's sparse, and it lets the lyrics float to the top. And the lyrics to this song put into that kind of environment, they're really chilling, which is something you don't think about when you listen to the Britney Spears pop single. But they're quite dark. So that's my number five, Yao Naim, Toxic. On to my number four, it's Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. This song is synonymous with Sinead O'Connor. We all know it wasn't written by her. We all know Prince wrote it, but it's indelibly linked to her. It's iconic. The video's iconic. Do you remember that? With the tear rolling down the cheek? I mean, this was number one in England for about 10 years or something. Prince started playing it live a lot after it blew up, and I've heard various live versions, I've heard studio versions, and none of them come anywhere near this. This is a song that is, without a doubt, better than the original. It was funny enough, there was rumours all around at the time about what Prince wrote it about. I don't know why, but these rumours started going around. And my favourite one was that he wrote it about giving up smoking. So if there's any smokers out there who have given up or are giving up, I'm sure that'll hit home with you. I hope it's true. It's probably not, but it'd be fun if it is. Anyway, put this song on loud. And if it doesn't break your heart a little bit, you may well be the Tin Man because the vocal's astonishing. For me, Sinead O'Connor's always been underrated, probably because she refused to conform after she sort of blew up. She ripped up a picture of the Pope on Letterman or one of those shows, and that kind of was almost the end of her career. But if you wrote her off as a crazy woman or a one-hit wonder, go and have a listen to Fire on Babylon. Her vocal will reach inside you. It's piercing. Love, Sinead. So on to number three. It's The Fall and Lost in Music. Now, for anyone that knows me, no music list from me would be complete without The Fall. And this list is no different. The Fall are the greatest band of all time, by the way, in case you're wondering. Now, this is a cover of the Sister Sledge song that we all know, the big 70s dance floor song. It's on every 70s compilation you can buy. It's got that big hook. Everyone knows it. It's such a Fall thing, such a Marquee Smith thing to try and cover a 70s disco song, because that is as far away from what the 4R as it could be. But they make it work. They turned it into a giant indie slab of rock and noise, and they managed to keep the bounce of the original track. That's the genius of Marky Smith. Oh, here he is. The Hit Priest. May you rest in peace, Marky Smith. So that was my number three, The Fall, Lost in Music. On to number two. Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. This was originally an Al Green song, and it takes something special to improve an Al Green song, but that's exactly what Talking Heads did. Everyone loves Talking Heads. They took the track, they slowed it down, they turned it into this mesmeric deep groove that will find its way into your head. It's impossible to resist this song. Just have a listen, try and resist it. Can't resist it, can you? No, me neither. So on to number one in my list of cover songs that are better than the originals. It was an easy choice. There's one standout track, and it is, quite simply, Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind. The greatest cover song of all time. A joyous pop romp that is infinitely better than the Elvis version. Do not at me. If this song fails to make you groove, then it's quite likely there's something wrong with you. Neil Tennant's vocals are perfect. The production's flawless. It's got those stabs that build all the way through. But do yourself a favour. Put it on. Turn it up. Have a little dance around your house. You'll feel better. I'm dancing right now. There's a party in my house. So that is my number one, Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind. Thanks for listening. And it's over to the next one.
Yeah, bitches. Colin, that was the most beautiful, heartfelt, wonderful introduction to this month's Ego. I think it might be the best piece of audio that I've ever heard. Thank you. And them five songs, I don't know what they are yet because I haven't heard them, but I'm pretending. Run away. I'm pretending that they've touched me in the most inappropriate places. So, my top five cover versions that have improved on the original starts with number five, Marilyn Manson, Tainted Love. Night! So, in 2001, I believe, when this came out, I was involved in a particularly bad incident on the train company that I worked for, in which unfortunately a gentleman lost his life. I was off work for about 3 months. This song come out and I was only on medication for a few days, but I was having stress counselling, trauma counselling, stuff like that to get to fix me, put me back together, because I was having flashbacks, nightmares, that type of stuff. Counselling is the bomb. Joking aside, get on it. Everyone needs a bit of counselling. So, there was one day, Kerry was going to work. I was off work for 3 months. I still had a great big five CD Sony stereo system with tapes and an LP on the top. And I bought this CD and I put it in, and I had big headphones, and I put the headphones on and I listened to this song on repeat for about 2 hours loud. And it, when you do something like that, it puts you into some sort of like a trance state, I think, and you become part of the music. It was a strange experience, but in a strange sort of way. I mean, the next song on the single, it was a cover version of MASH theme tune, Suicide Is Painless. Didn't listen to that one. But this comes in at my number 5. Wonderful, beautiful song. And it improves on the original, because the original's a bit shit. Tainted Love. So my next one, so this is off the top of my head, 92, I'm about 19, this song is on, I wasn't a big club head, but we did go out, we did go to the Buzz, we did go to the Hippodrome, we did go to Fallows in Liverpool, you'd have your suit, you'd have your bottle of 2020 in your pocket, strawberry 2020, because it tasted nice when you were throwing up. So, this song, again, this was another single on CD. Cracking cover. I bought this in the local LP shop on Moulton Vale, the record shop, which I think's gone now, unfortunately. Obviously a Bryan Adams original. But this, it's just that early 90s dance fucking... So... we didn't used to get wasted. You'd have maybe 3 or 4 bottles, but you'd drink your bottle of 2020. You'd probably down that, in fact. But again, that's not strong, but you just... Remember all the pianos, all the songs had them pianos in for a bit? Beep, 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 beep. So this has got wonderful memories of being with the boys, of being young, of not having any cares in the world, being on a YTS scheme, £39.50, getting trolleyed on the park, even as a 19-year-old, because it was just cheaper than going to the ale house. So this is my number 4. So onward and upward. I think I've cocked up Right. Oh, this is my number 3. Just there, the others there, just give them away. So, again, off the top of my head, I'm going to say this is about 91. I knew this song. I had this on 12-inch single. I knew this song before the Jerry Rafferty original. And it's got the pianos in. But then it just comes in with the dance track, and off it goes, and it's another one, you're with the boys, and I just can't, you know, people are going to have, there you go, oh, come on, baby, you're used to it, easy, yeah, absolutely fantastic, and again, it improves on the original. Jerry Rafferty is a classic. But this was a classic for the early 90s. I wasn't into any of the illegal stuff. A bit of this, bit of that, but not a major. But, and I loved Undercover. They were like Jive Buddy for the 90s. So I'm going to go back quick, because I got them in the wrong order. I've made a playlist that's going to be available. Okay. So... this, fast forward, off the top of my head, 94, I'm with Kerry. This song just blows the original away. It was a phenomenon. The film was a phenomenon. It's been reviewed on After Dark at the Movies, a Patreon-only podcast, soon to be bundled together and sold on Bandcamp. But this song was everywhere. It summed up that time in my life where you're young, you're in love. You know, I'm 21 at this point. Kerry's 22 because she is considerably older than me. And everybody had this song. Everybody sang this song. Wet were on Top of the Pops. I think they were only on once, but they just showed it, the same one all the time. Marty Pello grinning and churning out the hit. So this is me number two, not me number one. This should have been the wedding song in 98, but the DJ didn't have the biggest song of the 90s. Fantastic. Yes, indeed. You can depend, just not on my DJ. So me number one, I thought about this long and hard, and this goes right back to when I was a paper boy. I can't put a year on it because I was a paper boy from about the age of 14 to right up to 17, probably 18 even. But I had a Walkman, a tape on, and I had a 60s compilation tape. And this was one of the songs on the 60s compilation tape. And I was into this song before I knew who did the original. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? What an absolute opening. That voice, just a minimal guitar, and then the drums coming in, the singers, the backing singers, just blew me away. This is before the Wonder Years, obviously, because this is in the 80s at some point. I think the Wonder Years was late 80s. Whoa! But then this reaffirmed it, obviously. But I used to listen to this tape, and depending on how the walk was going, I knew that I was either ahead of the game when I'm delivering. Simon Isbell will be like this when he's listening to music while he's delivering his post. You know where you are, where you should be on a playlist, on the route that you're on. Well, on a tape, same thing. Used to love this bit of the tape. This song was absolutely amazing. And then when I heard it on Sgt. Pepper, because don't forget, my first Beatle album was Let It Be. That's my father owned. And then Steve Next Door taped for me the White Album and the Magical Mystery Tour. So I had them three on tape, basically. Leave someone to love. So again, I didn't know Sgt. Pepper until I had a CD player and I bought it for myself on CD. And then this song comes on, and I'm like, are you shitting me? Are you absolutely shitting me? So this is me number one. Thank you for sticking with us with Ego. Thank you for sticking with me personally. Go and explore everything that's on the After Dark Podcast Network, because this is just a bunch of boys, and we've got a severe lack of girls, to be honest. We've only got one. We want more. If you're a girl podcast and you want to come to the network, we would love to have you. If you're listening to this and you are a girl and you're just thinking, I'd like to start a podcast up talking about dog shit, start the podcast up and come and join the network. We'll have you. We love you. We had a spiritual experience in Orlando in September where we met so many of the listeners. To physically shake a hand and share a pint with people when you are in a dark place, and I'm being dramatic, you know, my latte wasn't frothy enough. I know there's people going through a lot worse shit that I've just gone through this year. I was only buying a fucking house, for God's sake, but it nearly seen me off. To see them people and to come up and shake your hand and say thank you for doing what you do, was inspired, and so inspired, and I killed a couple of podcasts, and I thought I was all right letting this go. Colin, God love him, stepped in and saved the podcast. Well, it would have come back anyway. I wouldn't have deleted it because I'd even deleted the designed the cover. So this podcast is me, as is my bench. That's just a different me-ish, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I'm rambling on. They're my top five. Go and subscribe to everything else. Listen to the playlist. I'll try and do it on Spotify as well as Apple Music, when I know all the songs from all the boys. I think it'll be a fucking belting playlist, to be honest. There's always one who's got a smart ass number one, some obscure bumming song about bumming, probably Gary Glitter. I bet, yeah, somebody opens with Gary Glitter or something fucking bellends. Anyway, over to you, whoever you are next.
Hi, Stuart here from Ego. Right, Craig's given us another challenge to come up with five songs that have been covered, and the cover version is better than the original. Obviously, there are thousands of these. So what I've done, I've picked a song that I liked the original, and obviously then the cover version I liked better. So I've narrowed it down that way. Obviously, you're not going to agree with that, what I say. I'm not going to agree with what all the other boys say. But this is why it's called Ego. Everyone's got one. So my first one.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly. So this was a 1975 song. Only got to number 6 in the UK charts. It's a fantastic song. Obviously by a fantastic soul artist. But then later on in 1996, the Fugees, they brought out their version. The Fugees, 1996, got to UK number one. Lauryn Hill and Wycliffe Jean. And there was some other guy, I can't remember what his name is. I think this was their first big hit. Might be wrong. Or was it Ready or Not? I don't know, possibly this one. But yeah, so I liked both songs. But this one just was better than the original. So that's my number five. My number four is Bang Bang My Baby Shot Me Down. Original was by Sonny and Cher back in 1966. This got to number 3 in the UK. It's been covered dozens of times, this song. More notably by Nancy Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, Paul Weller, Cliff Richard, and more recently Lady Gaga and Dua Lipa. Now, this is a great song. If you don't know this song, you probably recognise it from Kill Bill. Now, I like this song, but when me and my family were on holiday in Menorca in 2015, we went to this bar at night time and the DJ was playing his set and he played this song. And this just blew me away. It's more psychedelic. It's from a San Francisco group called the Monophonics. So when I heard this in the bar, at the end, I just had to go up and ask the guy doing the set who it was, and Googled all about them. Listen to the album the song came from. It's not that great. This was definitely the highlight of the album for me. But yeah, just ticked all the boxes for me. My baby's My number three is Valerie by the Zootons. So when this song came out in 2006, it already got to number 9 in the UK charts by the Zootons, this indie rock band. It's a fantastic song, loved it. But then the following year, Amy Wine and Mark Ronson did a cover version. Slightly better, got to UK number 2, but totally different vibe. And in my opinion, a better song, even though the original was a classic anyway.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
Now my number 2 is Run by Snow Patrol. So this came out in 2004, only got to number 5, but same as the others, just like this song. And then Leona Lewis, 4 years later in 2008. She got to number 1. She was number 1 for 2 weeks. A bit more softer, a bit more romantic. Wants to play with the ladies. So this was 2008. I think Leona Lewis won the X Factor probably 2 or 3 years before this. I think I remember right as well that even Snow Patrol came out on record as saying that they preferred her version. And now on to my number 1. So I'm a massive Beatles fan, and if you're going to cover a Beatles song, then you've got to be damn good. So for me, Sgt. Pepper's With a Little Help from My Friends. So this was from the Sgt. Pepper's album in 1967, sung by Ringo. So this was released, and they actually re-released it in about 1978-79, and it bombed. It only made about top 80 or something like that. But for me, a better version. And if you're going to beat the Beatles, you've got to be good. Joe Cocker in 1968. Got to number 1, but only won number 1 for 1 week. This, in my opinion, is a much better version than the Beatles version. And, of course, it's got the added bonus of being used as a theme tune to The Wonder Years, one of my favourite TV programmes in the 80s and 90s.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
What a tune.
Lend me your ears.
So let's do this quick, because Craig said he wanted it in by 10 o'clock. And I've got about half an hour left or so. So there you go, there's my 5. Enjoy. Speak to you next time.
Adios, amigos.
Hello.
Hello.
We just recorded a clip and it didn't work.
Yep.
So we're going to do it again.
Great.
Oh, hello, Cock One Balls.
Yeah. Did they introduce us?
Who? Oh, maybe. Don't know. We are the Breaking Bollocks team.
Yeah. Also, Breaking Dad. Oh, yeah. Check out their YouTube
stuff. I'm Better Called Paul. Let's do this quick because we've got other stuff to record and I fucked it up the first time. So
okay, so five.
Number five.
Cover songs that improve on the original. Yes?
Yes.
So my number five is... My brain froze. I'm a bit of a blue screen. All I Want for Christmas Is You. The cover is by My Chemical Romance, and the original, I think, is by Mariah Carey. Although with a lot of these, we don't necessarily know for sure.
Deja vu.
Move on to your number five, please.
Superstition by Beck, Bogert and Apice. Tell the story,
this
Fireball.
This has a complicated story. Basically, Stevie Wonder, who the cover is by, wrote the original but gave it to his guitarist, Jeff Beck, for help on, I think, another album. But that... the guitarist album was delayed so much with Superstition on it that the cover actually came out before the original.
Yeah, the Beck, Bogert and Apice version is fantastic, though. Give it a listen if you get a chance.
So that is kind of the original, but not because it came out after the cover. It's a bit of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Next. My number four is Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Well done.
By we had a thing in the previous one about Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, because I think in the actual song it is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, not Can't Take My Eyes Off You, but whatever.
Off of you. Off you. Off of you. Off you.
Shut up.
I'm broken.
Did we figure out who did the original?
Frankie Valli, was it?
No idea.
I think so.
But it's like a rocky version of it.
Yeah. My number four is a cover of what I think was originally a Rolling Stones song, Free, and it's the cover is by the Soup Dragons, who were a 90s, I don't know whether they were from Manchester, like I said before, or...
superhero team.
It's just kind of... what?
The Soup Dragons, it sounds like a superhero team.
Soup Dragons. I think, were they not in the Clangers?
Restaurants.
The Clangers kids' TV series. The Soup Dragons.
I have no idea because this is old TV.
I'm thinking it was, yeah. I think there were Soup Dragons in that. Anyway, number three.
My number three is Knocking on Heaven's Door.
That's me.
The cover by Guns N' Roses, the original by Bob Dylan. I wrote quite a few things that were covered better.
Yeah, because he can't really sing very well.
Yeah, but
although
he can write.
Atmospheric. Yeah. Mine is cover of Oasis's Wonderwall, and my choice is the Mike Flowers Pops version, which I think is awesome. Because I find Wonderwall, the Oasis original, quite boring. It's not one of their better songs, in my opinion, but. That's controversial. Mike Flowers does it.
Does it.
Justice. Next. Something vibrated.
Might be my drum kit. My number two is Feeling Good, the cover being by Muse. I don't know who the original was by, because... I think a lot of people think is the original isn't the original, and that was a cover as well, because it's a song that's been covered to death, like an honourable mention, Hallelujah, which I said right this time around.
Yeah, I was going to put Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah in there, but that's been done by lots of people, hasn't it? And,
yeah.
And I just wanted to squeeze some other ones in. And was that your number two?
Yeah.
I thought it smelled a bit.
Ha.
Live and Let Die by Guns N' Roses, I think, has just generally got more balls than Paul McCartney.
Oh, he's not dead, is he?
No.
I'd say he was dead, so he probably hasn't got any, but no, he's still alive. Still
well, kidding. He might be dead inside.
I know Ringo went on to do Thomas the Tank Engine.
To do Thomas the Tank Engine?
He did the narrative.
Yeah, I know. I just thought doing Thomas the Tank Engine, you know, chuff chuff.
I don't know.
All that sort of thing.
Rock stars have done weirder things.
Number one.
My number one is All Along the Watchtower, the cover being by Jimi Hendrix, and the original again by Bob Dylan.
Fantastic, fantastic version of All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix thing. Although Star Spangled Banner would, but that's not really a cover version, is it? I don't know. Anyway, my number one was going to be Bohemian Rhapsody's by Bad News. Look it up, but it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. My actual number one is The Great Pretender, Freddie Mercury, originally by... We looked it up, didn't we?
You forgot.
Somebody in 1955.
The Platters, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it, yeah. Okay, so, welcome back, Ego.
Now fuck off.
You didn't say what you said the first time.
I didn't know it was gone, I think.
Nah, I've obviously been sadly missed. How do we sign off?
Now fuck off.
Hello, hello. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Ego, ego. Right, so this month, that doesn't count. I know it was a cover version, but it doesn't count. We are talking about cover versions, and Craig has asked us all to put down our top five cover versions. Now, he's also asked me to close this episode of Ego. So, on that basis, I know he's not going to hear this before it goes out. So, I'm doing a top 10 because it was so hard to decide on 10 cover versions that, oh, sorry, 5 cover versions that surpass the original. And what I'll do, I have got a top 5, and then I've got a top 5 which is almost or on a par with the original. But they're better than most cover versions. So the ones that I'll give honourable mentions to, I'll start with Getting Away With It by Skin. Now, Skin, for those that don't know, many won't, but it was a lead singer of a band called Skunk Anansie, who were quite big in the mid to late 90s. And at a time of indie, they were a bit more hardcore, a bit more heavy metal than most of the kind of indie rock that we was having at the time, like the Blurs and Oasis's. And they split up around 2001, I think. And Skin was the lead singer and she went solo. And Getting Away With It was a song by a band called Electronic, which was, I think, a spin-off from New Order. Bernard Sumner was involved. I think Johnny Marr might have been involved as well with Electronic. And Getting Away With It was probably their best known song and had backing vocals by the Pet Shop Boys. Spoiler alert, more on them later. It's a really good song. Like, I love it. I think that song is a great piece of work. But I came across Skin at the V Festival. And it's the infamous V Festival where, I think I've told this story before, and if not, I'll tell it on a future podcast, but me and Y2
thought we'd won weekend tickets and we hadn't. And we did a bit of a blag and a big scam, and we ended up staying for the whole weekend. And we were just going across the stages, and we saw Skin was playing. So I thought, I'll go and see her, see what she's like. And she pulled this cover version out of Getting Away With It. And it's just a great cover version. It's, I can't say it surpasses the original, but it's definitely on a par, and it sounds completely different as well, which is always a good thing with a cover version. So Finding Her by Mistake, I don't even think she was on the bill. I think she might have been unannounced. Not sure now, but yeah, not expecting to hear anyone cover that song, and to hear it covered in such a unique way means it really stands out for me. The next one is It's My Life by No Doubt. Not the Bon Jovi song, the Talk Talk song called It's My Life. This was a bonus to their greatest hits. They released in about 2003, because she went solo in 2004. And again, the original Talk Talk song is a great 80s hit, which I think doesn't get enough love for how good it is. But this No Doubt version, I love Gwen Stefani's vocal anyway. I think she's a great singer, and it's a unique take on that song. But I think the production on this, even though it's different to the original, not quite as synthy, is almost an improvement. But that original version by Talk Talk is so good. And I suppose the reason why this song kind of stands out for me as well is because it was an album I think I borrowed from my now wife, when we first got together, because we were both into Gwen Stefani. So yeah, I remember borrowing this album from her, and it's a, you know, obviously greatest hits are normally pretty good albums anyway, but this being like a bonus track was really good. So it's got a good video as well. The next one on my list is Take On Me by Real Big Fish. Again, it's a cover version so different to the original of what is a really, you know, classic 80s pop song. You know, it's such an iconic song. It's got that iconic video. But the reason I love this is because this was at a time when we were playing Tony Hawk's Skateboarding, and also watching films like Basketball. And I don't think, I'm pretty sure this song didn't appear in a Tony Hawk's game, but there was a lot of ska rock that was from people like Goldfinger. So we kind of got into a ska punk vibe, and they were the band, they were the house band in the film Basketball, which is a comedy by Matt and Trey Parker, released around about the same time that they had created South Park, you know, within months of each other. So, and it's a good film. It's not a great comedy, but there's enough funny moments in it. But this cover version stands out, and it reminds me of spending hours after college hanging around with my mates, doing bad things like smoking and playing far too much Tony Hawk's and watching films like this. This is where I first watched Basketball. I'd never seen it before. And this song is just, it's just great. And it's an example, again, of another cover version which excels in being different to the original, not surpassing the original, because that is just too iconic, but doing a really good job. Next, I've got This Will Be Our Year by The Beautiful South. This is a song by The Zombies, and I wasn't that familiar with it, but The Beautiful South released an album called Gold Diggers, 2004-5-ish, and it was an album cover versions, and some of them were really good, or quite fun. So they did You're the One That I Want from Greece, and they did a really funky cover of Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7. But this is my favourite cover version on the album. And it's actually quite similar in arrangement to The Zombies version, but it's turned into a duet. And again, I can't say it surpasses that original version, but it's really on a par. And the last one of like the honourable mentions in my top five is I Drove All Night by Roy Orbison. And this would have made my list. This would have made my top five. But there's a little bit of confusion around it because Cyndi Lauper first had a hit with I Drove All Night, which would make Roy Orbison's later release in 91, 92, a cover version, except for Roy Orbison recorded it before he died in 88. So although Cyndi Lauper's was recorded first, he wrote the song, or he was the original artist who recorded the song, but his version came out afterwards. And both versions are so different. Like the tempo's different, the vibe is different, but I really love Roy Orbison's version. But Cyndi Lauper's version sounds nothing like it and is equally fantastic. In fact, there's been quite a few good cover versions of this song. It's also led to one of the worst cover versions I've ever heard because Celine Dion did a version of it and it is fucking awful. Like, it is really, really fucking awful. But because I couldn't really determine which was the cover and which was the original, I've had to kind of leave that as an honourable mention. So my actual top five, okay? Keep Me Hanging On by Kim Wilde. The original Keep Me Hanging On is a great song by Diana Ross, but the Kim Wilde version, for me, is just a better version of that song. And I used to have the biggest crush on Kim Wilde when I was kind of like in my teens. I was too young to discover Kim Wilde when this song first came out. But in the 90s, she was kind of doing a bit more TV work and stuff. And that's where I kind of really saw her. And I then kind of went back and listened to her music. And I mean, Kids in America is a great song as well. And she's had quite a few good songs, but You Keep Me Hanging On was one of those ones that she'd kind of disappeared for a little bit. Her popularity kind of waned for a little bit. And then this kind of brought her right back to popularity. And it's just a great cover version. And my life was made when I was working in TV and I was doing a celebrity Christmas show. Kim Wilde was on as one of the celebrity choir and somebody let on that I used to have a crush on her. And she flirted with me, gave me a little cheeky wink. So yeah, I've got a very special soft spot for Kim Wilde and that particular cover. What's next on my list? You Were Always On My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys. Now, I'd already mentioned earlier on that the Pet Shop Boys would be on this list, or gave a hint. You know, You Were Always On My Mind is one of those kind of well-established Elvis Presley songs. But this version by the Pet Shop Boys, to me, just tops it. I believe it was the Christmas number one the year it came out as well. I think it was about 87, 86. But yeah, I just think that song is brilliant. I think their version of it is outstanding. I listen to it quite a lot even now, and for me it just tops that original version by Elvis. And it was a song that I used to hear a lot when I was a kid as well, so you know, it kind of revokes childhood memories when I hear that song. So yeah, that's how that made the list. Next I'm gonna go for Respect by Aretha Franklin. Now, I didn't really know this was a cover version until quite a few years ago. A couple of years ago, not quite a few years ago. Otis Redding did the original version. But again, Aretha Franklin just makes it her song. Like, she just makes it, she owns it. And so that's why it had to be there. And I think everyone's had a dance this song, haven't they? This used to be one of those songs you'd always hear at parties and weddings, even in like the 80s and 90s. It's just one of those songs that everybody loves and everybody can kind of dance to. And it's got a powerful message. And just brilliant. Just a great song. And it doesn't sound like it's from the time that it was. You know, that song came out in, I think, 67 or something, I read. And if that had come out tomorrow, if you never heard it before and that had come out tomorrow, you could believe it was a modern song. Like, it's just incredible. Timeless. Just brilliant. And next on my list, I have got Hurt by Johnny Cash. Talk about taking a song and making it your own. I mean, it's just incredible. Again, it's another one of those covers where the original song's pretty good. I was never into Nine Inch Nails, but I can appreciate a good song, and it is a good song. But Johnny Cash just took that song and changed it and made it his own. It became, in a lot of ways, kind of like his signature, I think, for a lot of people. And it was one of the last kind of songs he released before he died. And I mean, it has got one of the most heartbreaking videos you're ever likely to see. And all it is him singing as this old man. And you can see how he's kind of, you feel that he's coming to the end of the road. And he's a man that's realizing that his time is almost up with us. And just the emotion in not only his voice, but his face. It's just incredible. I mean, that music video always gets a tear in my eye. Ah, it's just incredible. And but a good song stands up outside of that, and it does. You know, if that song comes on the radio, I still get the feels. Just an incredible piece of work. Absolutely incredible. And I think Trent Reznor said it, you know, It was no longer their song. It was his song once he did it. He just did such a good job with it. And, yeah, absolutely brilliant. So I had to go there. And my last one is another one where they took it and made it their own. And it's Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. If you go and listen to the original version of this was released by The Family, which was like a kind of Prince side project in the early 80s. And it wasn't really that well known because they hadn't been very successful. It was just an album track. And this was given to Sinead O'Connor to kind of do something with, and just completely changes the song, changes the tempo. And in doing so, it changes the emotion in the song. And again, it's another one that's quite heartbreaking, especially the video. Like, it's just full of emotion. And I mean, that song was everywhere. I mean, that her version was absolutely huge. It really was. And unfortunately, since Prince's untimely death a couple of years ago, we're now starting to get more of his kind of outtakes and studio recordings, because he had vaults and vaults of unreleased material. And I'd heard him do it live. I didn't do it when I saw him live, but I've heard live versions of the song. But quite recently, they released a video of him like singing it and kind of just messing about in the studio, dancing and stuff like that. And it's incredible. And he does a great version of it as well by himself. But that Sinead O'Connor one just took a song and made it, you know, unique to them. And a couple of people did that, actually, because another one that almost made the list was Why Don't You Call Me by Alicia Keys, which is another one. And in fact, it was only when I saw Prince sing that song, when I did see him in concert, that I was like, oh, he's covering Alicia Keys. And then I looked it up and realised it was the other way around. So, but yeah, another great cover version of a Prince song. There's probably loads of good covers of Prince songs, but most of Prince's work, the original, is still the best. So, but this is a rare case where somebody took a Prince song and made it their own and made it really good. So that was my top five of best improved cover versions, and also a top five of just really, really good cover versions that almost make that top five. So sorry for waffling on. But look, I'm having an operation before I record this. And, you know, this, you know, if touch wood, but if anything goes wrong, this will be my last ever podcast recording. So I've got to make it good, right? But I'm sure I'll be back on the next episode of Ego. I'm sure I'll be fine. So on that note, I can't wait to hear everyone else's. And I suppose I better say those immortal words. Cue the music.
Good days, bad days, just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me, smiling on the other side, smiling on the other. Somewhere in between, and we will be okay. High ground, low ground, I like the middle, so you can meet me there. Smiling on the other side, smiling on the other side. Sad dreams, have another beer and you can just forget. Love town, downtown, I couldn't care less. Just tell me where to be and I'll be there. Smiling on the other.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.